Blog Talk Radio.
Look in the earth. It really looks like a fracturing or a tearing within the fabric of the field itself. And in that, when it happens, people lose their strength and their willpower, and they even forget the essence of who they are. If you think about a horse, for example, way back when we used to have the Wild West, you would have a horse in its natural state, would be wild and free, and would never stay inside a corral and would buck somebody off of their back.
Hmm.
But once they broke the horse spirit, once that horse experience, that trauma during that experience, suddenly the horse forgets that it can jump over the fence.
Ah.
It just forgets the very nature of the power that it has.
Right.
And it becomes, you know, very docile, lets people on its back, and it submits, if you will. And we end up with that same kind of fracturing when our trust gets broken. And this oftentimes happens when we're very, very young.
Sure.
So, and in that breakage, which I see as a tear or a fracturing wound, and in certain cases, I've seen people who've been badly damaged through sexual abuse or through war zones, or I even see shatter patterns within the field. Cult abuse, you get a shatter pattern, and that's like a mirror that's broken. It's just, and so it's possible to mend that again with a particular frequencies of love, very pure love.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cortexic emotions actually sit one layer up. If you wanted to imagine your morphic genetic field like a three-layer cake, the bottom layer would be this, the grid itself, and the next layer up would be like where the oil spill would happen. The toxic emotions look like oozy,
mm-hmm.
dense goop that really is interesting because its vibration becomes fertile soil for illness within our body.
Oh, it's interesting because I've always perceived it to be like sticky. Like
it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the way it feels to me as well.
And at the quantum level, it's fascinating because it leaves us so entangled with the past or whoever we have that emotion with. So I can see this goop within somebody's field, and I can see how it's affecting the cell tissue, and of course it's affecting their current relationships. But the second somebody actually re-vibrates into that experience, that wound, that hurt, that pain, and it flashes in our field, you can see all of these entanglements, not only the original entanglement where the goop originated,
uh-huh.
but all the times they've repeated it with other people. It all lights up in the field. Now, the cool thing about that is that when you heal it at core, it acts like a common denominator and neutralizes everything at once, because the vibration of the toxic emotion is a single vibration. So it's a little bit like math. You know, you cancel that out and everything gets released that's associated with that one core toxic emotion.
So if you heal that toxic emotion, you know,
mm-hmm.
using pure love and some other approaches that I'm going to talk about, and you clear out that gunk, so to speak, that stickiness,
mm-hmm.
that those blockages, then with the quantum entanglement, how does this affect others where they've been, like, connected to you in that field based on the repetition of the woundedness with the other relationships? Like, say it happens when you're a child and then you find one mate and you have that kind of problem, then you find a best friend and you have that kind of problem. How does it affect the other people who've been in your life or who are currently in your life?
Well, what a gift it is for them, because as a soul, they have shown up to help you repeat a lesson. You'd asked me earlier how people end up with what they end up with. The near-death experience when I was 12 was really, really interesting in terms of understanding that. And I was shown that you don't have to believe in past lives or not, but I was shown that whatever it is that we're wanting to learn or experience as an individual here on the planet, we basically set ourselves up. If you do believe in past lives, you could even think that you had brought forth with you anything that was left unlearned or that you didn't really do so well in your previous lifetimes. And you set yourself up. You choose the right environment, the right family to get started with kind of seeing your way through all of that. And once you've seen your way through it, then, boy, you've got this beautiful path to walk. So it's intriguing. When you heal it, all these souls who showed up for you to help you get strong and to get through this
uh-huh.
and to remember the essence of love, which is who we really are, they're free. They no longer need to be the abuser or the repeater of that pattern. Now, they themselves may not know what to do next, but what you've done is cleared the field for either a new healthy relationship relationship, or for them to continue to do whatever makes them happy, and you're free to do what makes you happy. But it is common for people to feel the release, and you may not have talked to that person for 20 years, and mm-hmm. suddenly then you may get an email that says, hey, I was just thinking about you. Are you okay?
Yeah.
And they feel, and then everybody feels lighter and freer, and it's like a fresh start.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, we've got to go to a quick break here, but when we return, we're going to chat more about this amazing topic with Dawn Clark.
Christina